Friday, November 28th. Read 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Healthful, amazing praising. I'm Pastor Ed Rice of Good Samaritan Baptist Church in Dresden, New York. Rejoice evermore in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. From Psalms 106, 150, and 103. God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, made man in his image and likeness. One's creator knows best what makes them tick and how to keep them ticking along in good working order. He gave instructions. And Jesus said, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." John 13. The psalmist put it, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." From Psalms 42 and 43. Rejoicing, blessing, praise, praising, thanksgiving, glorying in his name, counting your blessings out loud, that goeth not out of faint lips. God says it will be health to thy navel, marrow to thy bones, and health to all your flesh. It can change brain chemistry faster than fluoxetine musters up serotonin. And its side effects are all blessings. Your brain chemistry will be changed when you praise the Lord. Before mind-altering drugs overran the market, clinical depression was cured with talk therapy. It still should be. It is amazing what praising can do. Mankind's first step away from God is, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, from Romans 1:21. Step back, praise him, and health to thy navel are clearly interconnected. The Lord bless you.